listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, listen, we're talking about stuff that matters in and around Alabama right now, things that are happening at home. And I hadn't even had a chance for Boomer to play the home fries yet because I don't think I even said it earlier. Boomer, I think we need to cook up a batch of home fries. Thank you. Thank you very much. I can smell them from here. All right, so we're talking about stuff around the house, so to speak, around Alabama. And our Alabama Secretary of State, Wes Allen, he's a former probate judge down, I believe, in Pike Road area, Pike County, and also, by the way, served in the Alabama State House, serving District 89. He is now the Secretary of State for the state of Alabama in his first term. And they've got some new stuff going on right now with, you know, dealing with election integrity and cleaning up the voter rolls and how important that is. So without further ado, let me just welcome him to the show. Secretary of State Wes Allen, how you doing?
I'm good, Senator. Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Well, absolutely. Thank you. Listen, as an attorney, I've actually had to deal with election contests, and they dealt with voter rolls and was someone allowed to vote in that district. And in my case, my client was a candidate for a local city council race, and she lost by one vote. And we found that there were properties that the voter line split the property. We had to figure out what to do. We found that there were some who had moved and they were still on the rolls. And there were others who said, I've always voted there, but you took my vote anyway. And so voter rolls are a huge deal. Tell us what you got going on.
You're right. Senator, I was campaigning all over the state for, you know, this position for Secretary of State, and we heard loud and clear that election security and election integrity and transparency and safe and secure elections, and that's what the people of Alabama want. They saw what happened around the country, and they said, not in Alabama. And so with my previous experience as a probate judge down in Pike County administering elections, we're bringing that local experience to the Capitol. And our first act in office, as you recall, Senator, was to remove Alabama from the ERIC system, the Electronic Registration Information Center.
Yeah.
And, we even, when we went to Washington, D.C. for a meeting, I said, well, you know what, I'm just going to drop by up there and check on their office and check on them and say hello and whatnot. And so we did. But, I come to find out there was nobody at that office, that address that's listed on their website. And so there was nobody there, no employees, no servers, no nothing. And so, you know, that sort of solidified my decision to withdraw Alabama from that ERIC system. And I promised then that we were going to come up with an Alabama-based solution, Senator. And it's called AVID, the Alabama Voter Integrity Database. And we have been working on it since we walked into that office on January the 16th. And, man, listen, my staff there in that office, we've all been workhorses. You know, not show horses. And so we've been looking for solutions to take care of Alabama voter rolls to make sure we have the most clean and accurate voter rolls in the country. And we're very proud to have unveiled this system this week. And it's a four-prong system. And the first prong of that is working with ALEA. So if Phil Williams moves out of state and you get a driver's license in another state, that state alerts Alabama that say, hey, Phil Williams got a driver's license over here in Mississippi, where you moved to. So we start that process of removing those individuals, giving them an opportunity to say, yeah, indeed, I do live out of state now, and take me off the voter rolls. So we've identified over 8,500 people so far since we started this process for AVID, people that have gained driver's licenses or non-driver IDs outside the state of Alabama. The second prong of the AVID is the National Change of Address file. When someone moves out of state, they can alert the United States Postal Service to say, hey, I'm leaving Alabama, I'm moving to wherever it may be across state lines. Please forward my mail from the Alabama address to my new address out of state. We've identified still over 30,000 individuals
that
have done that. And so, we've identified that many people, so we're getting to work on that list. And then our state partnerships is the third prong. Memorandums of understanding with all of our border states, that's never been done in the history of Alabama. And it's Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, Mississippi. And then we've got one more, which is Arkansas. And then we're working on others even as we speak to get execute memorandums of understanding with other states as well. But we've already started the data exchange with Tennessee. We've already identified over 8,000 individuals that are registered in Tennessee, but are also on the voter rolls in Alabama. So you may or may not know, and your audience may or may not know, it takes 4 years to remove someone from the voter list because of the National Voter Registration Act, which was passed by Congress in 1993. So when we find these matches, they are moved to an inactive status. We send them a postcard that says, hey, update, or tell us you moved, or verify that you still live in Alabama. So we are well on our way to having clean and accurate voter rolls. And the fourth and final prong, Phil, is the Social Security Death Index. And so if someone passes away out of state, is in a car wreck out of state, we don't get that information necessarily. We get the deaths for in-state of Alabama, that data is the data of that state that person passes away in. And so having access to the Social Security Death Index that's been administered since 1962 when it was computerized, it'll be a huge help to take those that have died off of the Alabama voter rolls that we didn't previously have before. So yeah. We're extremely proud of AVID.
So let me, and by the way, that's all huge, and I can tell already you've done a lot of work. And I will first start off by dispelling any rumors that Phil Williams is moving to Mississippi. That's not happening.
But
that being said, I mean, I want to make sure that folks out there hear, and maybe you can address this too, that this is not going to be something where you wake up one day and can't vote. I mean, it's possible
Correct.
That someone can have a vacation home in another state or something. Yes. You can have more than one residence, or maybe you fly back and forth for business and you keep an apartment in one place. But you got to declare where you're going to be voting, and you can't declare in two different places. But if you wind up going to vote and there's been some kind of flag on you, it does not mean you're not allowed to do a provisional ballot and prove your case.
Well, you can, first of all, the poll worker is probably going to ask you, and they will ask you, hey, we need you to update your information here. And when you do that, you can vote. So that's before you're given the ballot. So they just need to update if they are in an inactive status. So a lot of protections in place. You know, if there are any false positives, we're investigating those and getting to the bottom of it, because we don't want anybody, if they live in Alabama and they're here, we don't want them to be kicked off the voter rolls at all. We want to make sure that they can vote in their home, at home base, their home precinct here in Alabama.
Well, so, we're not the only state that got out of ERIC, if I'm not mistaken.
We're not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are there other states calling you and saying, hey, that's pretty squared away. How do we do this?
Yeah, so we were the second one to kind of pull out of ERIC, which was Louisiana was first. We were second, and then there's another 8 states that followed our lead. And, we've had some good conversations, a couple of conversations this week already. When we announced this on Monday, and here it is Thursday, and a lot of excitement about it. And this is really, we're proud to say, we're the first state to kind of implement this kind of solution. And a lot of the critics said it couldn't be done. They're busy this week having some shut-up juice.
Well, I'll tell you what, in the last couple of minutes we got here before we go, let me ask you about something on a different track. You were the chief election officer for your county as a probate judge. You're now technically the chief election officer for the state of Alabama.
Yes, sir.
We've got a weird dynamic going on right now where our congressional districts, which, you know, when you look at them on a map, they look like a bunch of, you know, Rorschach spots. But but they're all over the place, and they're about to be redrawn by someone, you know, separate, the special master. And I won't ask you to comment on the legalities because I know it's a matter of litigation right now. But tell me this. Are you confident, and how do you feel about the fact that you may have to get the data out to the probate judges around the state with very little time for them to respond once the special master finally gets done. How are you going to handle that?
Yeah, you know, we had, and of course this is in court filings, and as you know, Phil, I'm the lead defendant in this case, so I can't say
right
a whole lot because I don't want to take a chance of, you know, saying something, whatever, but you know, we had told them early October, you know, that first October 1st or 2nd, you know, right there at the 1st of October, that we needed kind of some maps in place to where we could kind of push out to the boards of registrars and the probate judges so they could go ahead and be, you know, laying out, getting everybody districted in the right spot and the right precincts, and so they could get the ballots. And, of course, you got qualifying to take place and all that sort of thing. So, I can remember as a probate judge, you know, laying out those ballots, working with my board of registrars in Pike County, very close with them, and proofing those ballots and getting everything ready to go. And if it were not for all these local election officials, and I just want to say they work so incredibly hard, probate judges, circuit clerks, as the absentee election managers, your sheriffs, boards of registrars, your poll workers, I mean, they are the ones that run our elections, and I am so grateful to work with them and to, you know, partner with them. And so I just want to brag on them because they do a great job.
Well, they do. And when they make a mistake, everybody knows. But when they do something right, everybody just kind of assumes that's the way it's supposed to be. But anyway, well, listen, Mr. Secretary, we appreciate your effort. Voter integrity, especially after that last major presidential election, just is still in the forefront of people's minds. And we just want to know it's going to be done well and done right. We appreciate you making time today to describe what you got going on.
Well, I'm most honored to be on your show, Phil. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. And I'm humbled each and every day I drive up to the Capitol and represent, you know, the over 5 million people of Alabama as their Secretary of State. We have a great state. I love Alabama.
Well, and we appreciate you. Alabama Secretary of State, Wes Allen, you have a great day, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. All right, boom, let's take a break. We'll take the break right now. We'll come right back and talk about a few things that are happening around the state that I've not had a chance to tell you about. And then coming up, 3:30, Boomer and McQueen. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.